On this feast of the baptism of the Lord, earlier today we welcomed into the catechumenate two who are journeying for baptism at Easter, and a number of candidates who are already baptized but are going to come into full communion in our church. At his November 13th, 2013 weekly audience, Pope Francis explained that our baptism is the point of departure for a journey of conversion that lasts our whole life. He also tied together last Sunday to this Sunday. The star appearing in the sky kindled in the Magi's minds and in their hearts a light that moved them to seek the great light of Christ. Baptism illuminates us from within with that light of Christ. And in virtue of this gift, the baptized are called to take the light of faith that they have received and become light for their sisters and brothers, especially for those who are in darkness and do not perceive glimmers of light on the horizon of their own lives. He concludes that we must take the grace of baptism that is a gift and become light for all. We hear John the Baptist address the confusion of the people who thought he might be the Messiah. In response, John contrasts the baptism that he performs with the baptism that Jesus will inaugurate. John says that he has baptized with water, but that someone greater will come and baptize with the Holy Spirit. So the type of baptism that John performed was preparing the way for the true baptism to come, the baptism through which our sins are forgiven and the gift of the Holy Spirit is received. Jesus' baptism today is a public manifestation of God in Jesus, another epiphany. And today, the last day of the Christmas season, our gospel reveals to us Jesus' relation to God. The son of Mary and Joseph is also God's own son. All three members of the Trinity are present here. God the Father in the voice, the Holy Spirit as dove, and Jesus the Son. That divine voice from heaven, "You are my beloved Son," has a double connection to Hebrew Scripture. It echoes the heavenly voice in Psalm 2, that announces a divinely appointed king, a messianic sonship. Secondly, the phrase "beloved son" recalls God testing Abraham's faith in Genesis, where that phrase is used for his son Isaac. Finally, "with you I am well pleased" echoes today's first reading, the first servant song in Isaiah. This simple phrase recalls the mission it describes: justice, gentleness, light, and freedom. Now, in the verses following today's gospel, Luke traces Jesus' ancestry all the way back to Adam, who is also identified as a son of God. Therefore, as the children of Adam and Eve, we can again become children of God ourselves through our baptism. Now, none of us were able to be there at the Jordan, but the church has woven this all into a rich tapestry of words, sights, and smells within the rite of baptism. so we can experience this grace of coming home to God. So think back to the last baptism you attended, or maybe your own baptism, and listen to the words. In the renunciation of sin and the profession of faith, we hear, by water and the Holy Spirit, they are to receive the gift of new life from God, who is love. After the baptism, the anointing with the fragrant chrism oil, God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ has freed you from sin and brought you to new life through water and the Holy Spirit. He now anoints you with the chrism of salvation. May you remain forever a member of Christ, who is priest, prophet, and king. In the clothing with the white garment, see in this white garment the outward sign of your Christian dignity. With your family and friends to help you, bring that dignity unstained into the everlasting life of heaven. And finally, in the presentation of the lighted candle, receive the light of Christ. Parents and godparents, this light is entrusted to you to be kept burning brightly. May they keep this flame of faith alive in their hearts. Over time and experience, we grow to maturity as human beings, appreciating more fully both our roots and our potential. So too it is with baptism. We grow over time into understanding its meaning and its power. Father John Foley says it this way: God is like a parent watching a teenager's growing pains. Help all you can, but definitely do not stop the growing. Temptation and suffering create an urgent need for a person to open up, to broaden their scope, to understand better what love is, and especially to see that love does not mean God taking charge and making everything right, but rather it means his staying with you, the beloved, continuing to love and admire you, but just not taking over. To paraphrase the words of the Father at the Jordan, receive my love that never runs away, never lets go, even in the desert, even on the cross. Now back to where we began. As Pope Francis said, baptism is the point of departure for a journey of conversion that lasts our whole life. What conversion of mind, heart, and life is the Lord asking from each of us? Let me suggest three places to explore. The people were filled with expectation, and all were asking in their hearts whether Jesus might be the Christ. How do I expect God to be present in my life and to help my ability to live it faithfully? I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. How can I grow in humility so as to be of greater service to the people around me? You are my beloved. With you, I am well pleased. Being more fully aware of God's boundless love for you, how will you make your life a gift to others?